Stelling poll, climate change is real because moose ticks, Obama warns Canada. By James Stelling poll on March 6, 2019. President Obama has been in Calgary, Canada, warning his audience of the perils of man-made climate change. Apparently, it is even affecting their national mammal. The Hill reports. All of us are going to have to recognize that there are trade-offs involved with how we live, how our economy is structured, and the world that we're going to be passing on to our kids and grandkids. Nobody is exempt from that conversation, Obama said. He also noted that rising oceans risk coastal populations and environmental changes have boosted the frequency of insect-borne diseases. Moose right now have to deal with tick-borne diseases that they didn't have to do 10, 15 years ago. I really like moose. I assume, Canadians, you do too, Obama said. These are just facts. Just facts. Really? Anyone who believes the nonsense that the frequency of insect-borne diseases has increased as a result of climate change really needs to read this damning assessment by Professor Paul Reiter. It dates back to 2005, but little has changed since. Reiter is an expert on vector-borne diseases, especially malaria, and former contributing author of the 1996 report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, for the chapter on the impact of global warming on human health. Reiter's basic point is very simple. Historically, insect diseases have thrived in many places where it is not warm, including England, which used to be rife with malaria. So it makes no sense to attribute them to global warming. Reiter was appalled to find that none of his fellow IPCC contributing authors had any expertise in the field. As Christopher Booker describes in his book The Real Global Warming Disaster, one was an expert on the effectiveness of motorcycle helmets. Two were full-time environmental activists who had written articles on subjects from mercury poisoning to landmines. But it soon became clear to Reiter that regardless of the facts on vector-borne diseases, the IPCC was determined to finger climate change in a way that was ill-informed, biased, and scientifically unacceptable. As Reiter told the Parliamentary Select Committee on Economic Affairs hearing in London, yet here is Obama reviving the old frequency of insect-borne diseases lie, which was untrue in 1996, remained untrue in 2005, and which is still untrue today. Same goes for his other claim. The rising oceans one has been frequently debunked, most recently by Judith Curry, former chair of the School of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences at Georgia Institute of Technology. Meme global sea level has risen at a slow creep for more than 150 years. Since 1900, global mean sea level has risen about 7 to 8 inches. The implications of the highest values of projected sea level rise under future climate change scenarios are profound, with far-reaching socioeconomic and environmental implications. However, these projections are regarded as deeply uncertain, and the highest of these projections strain credulity. As for his insistence that nobody is exempt from this conversation, how come it doesn't seem to apply to Barack Obama?